And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, our Lord tells the apostles that they have to prepare to go to preach the Catholic faith to all nations. The apostles were not meant to take anything with them, but to trust to the Holy Ghost, who would send them both the correct words and the means of converting people. Children, the apostles showed great amount of courage in listening and doing what Jesus told them to do. Yesterday I told you about good King Saint Eric of Sweden, and today, in order to point, you must always do like him and listen Jesus' words, I'll tell you about a proud king named Hagag. One day, proud King Hagag sat on his throne, and a priest standing by his side read from the sacred scripture, as was his daily custom. And he read these words from the book of Proverbs, "For thou shalt not have power always, but a crown shall be given into generation and generation." "Cease," cried the king, "who wrote those words?" "They are the words of the holy book," answered the priest. "Give me the book," commanded the king. With trembling hands, the priest placed it before his majesty. King Hagag gazed earnestly at the words that had been read, and he frowned. Raising his hand, he tore the page from the book and threw it to the ground. "I, Hagag, am king," he said, "and all such passages that offend me shall be torn out." He flung the sacred book angrily from him, while the high priest and all his courtiers looked on in astonishment. "I have heard enough for today," he said. "Too long have I delayed my hunting trip. Let the horses be got ready." While hunting with his entourage, King Hagag spotted a deer who got caught in the branch of a tree by its antlers across the river. The king departed alone to the river, removed his robes, and swam across with his sword to get the deer. But when he got to the opposite bank, he noticed that there was no deer in sight, but only a young man clad in a deer skin. The king stood still in surprise, and the youth sprang to his feet. "I am the deer," he said. "I am a genie, and I have lured you to this spot, you proud king, to teach you a lesson for your words this morning." Before King Hagag could recover from his surprise, the youth ran back to the river and swam across. Quickly, he dressed himself in the king's robes and mounted the horse just as the other hunters came up. They thought the genie was King Hagag, and they halted before him. "Let us return," said the genie. "The deer has crossed the river and has escaped." King Hagag from the opposite side watched them ride away and then flung himself on the ground and wept bitterly. There he lay until a woodcutter found him. "What do you do here?" asked the man. "And I am King Hagag," said he. "You are a fool," said the woodcutter. "You are a lazy, good-for-nothing to talk so. Come, carry my bundle of sticks, and I will give you food and an old garment." In vain the king protested. The woodcutter only laughed the more, and at last, losing patience, he beat him and drove him away. Tired and hungry, and clad only in the rags which the woodcutter had given to him, King Hagag reached the palace late at night. "I am King Hagag," he said to the guards, but angrily they ordered him to leave. And after spending a wretched night in the streets of the city, his majesty, next morning, was glad to accept some bread and milk offered to him by a poor old woman who took pity on him. Hagag then stood at the street corner, not knowing what to do. Little children teased him. Others took him for a beggar and offered him money. Later in the day, he saw the genie ride through the streets on his horse. All the people bowed down before him and cried, "Long live the king!" "Woe is me," cried Hagag in his wretchedness. "I am punished for my sin in scoffing at the words of the holy book." He saw that it would be useless for him to go to the palace again, and he went into the fields and tried to earn his bread as a laborer. But he was not used to work, and if there had not been the kindness of the very poorest, he would have died of starvation. He wandered miserably from place to place until he fell in with some blind beggars who had been deserted by their guide. Joyfully, Hagag accepted their offer to take the guide's place. Months rolled by, and one morning the royal heralds went forth and announced that good King Hagag would give a feast a week from that day to all the beggars in the land. From far and near came beggars in hundreds to take part of the king's bounty, and Hagag stood among them with his blind companions in the courtyard of the palace, waiting for his majesty to appear. He knew the place well, and he hung his head and wept. "His majesty will speak to each one of you who are his guests today," cried a herald, and one by one they passed into the palace and stood before the throne. And when it came to Hagag's turn, he trembled so much that he had to be supported by the guards. The genie on the throne and Hagag looked long at each other. "Are you too a beggar?" said the genie. "No, gracious majesty," answered Hagag with head bent. "I have sinned grievously and have been punished. I am only the servant of a troop of blind beggars to whom I act as a guide." The genie king signed to his courtiers that he wanted to be left alone with Hagag. Then he said, "Hagag, I know you. I see that you have repented. It is well. Now you can take again your rightful place as king." "Gracious majesty," said Hagag, "I have learned humility and wisdom. The throne is not for me. The blind beggars need me. Let me remain in their service." "It cannot be," said the genie. "I see that you are truly penitent. Your lesson is learned and my task is done. I will see that the blind beggars are well taken care of." With his own hands, the genie placed the royal robes back on Hagag and himself took those of the beggar. When the courtiers returned, they saw no difference. King Hagag sat on the throne again, and nowhere in the whole world was there a king who ruled more wisely or showed more kindness and sympathy to all his subjects. Children, you learn from the Bible, from the Mass, and from the sermons about your holy faith and about the kingdom of God, the Church. Jesus has sent you, your priests, to teach you, as he taught the apostles. So pay close attention to all the teaching you receive in this school. You'll truly have a sad fate waiting for you if you forget what you learn, as was with King Hagag when he forgot the word of God, if not in this life, then even more sad fate in the next. But if you shouldn't imitate King Hagag in his pride, you should imitate him in his humility. He confessed that he had sinned, and he was sorry for his contempt he showed toward God's word. And he got his kingdom back, and from then on was friendly to everybody. And so it needs to be with you, children. Be sorry of your sins, treat others with charity, and listen and do according to your Catholic faith, and you will receive something much better than a kingdom, namely your heavenly Father and the saints in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.